Greetings from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com with this special edition of North Pole Radio News for Christmas in July. It is our privilege each year to broadcast direct from the North Pole every Christmas Eve as we track Santa around the world, and it is a big day in the life of every radio news reporter to pull that assignment. This year, for the first time, right here, right now, we learn of those assignments live on the radio. Joining us now is the producer of that world-famous broadcast, Elf Alpine. Al, do you want to hand out those assignments now?
Thanks, Frank. As you know, these assignments actually come from Santa. He listens to the whole broadcast recording every New Year's Eve weekend, and then he meets with each reporter to talk about how they did. There's a great deal that goes into these assignments, so we get pretty excited when we announce this stuff. I think everyone will be pretty jazzed at the changes we have for this year.
Changes? Does that mean I get to be an eye-in-the-sky reporter this year and fly in the sleigh that follows Santa around the world?
No, sorry, Frank. That honor still rests with Elf Crash Murphy, and it will not change this year. He's as big a tradition as fruitcake now.
Whoa. Hold on there, Mr. Pine Nuts. I'm a tradition like eggnog or mistletoe or tinsel or glitter or something cool, man. Fruitcake can be kind of stale and boring. Not too many people like fruitcake, Al.
Call yourself whatever you like, Crash. That's your business. All I know is that you'll be on the backside of the reindeer once again this year, and it's a singular position for any elf to be in. Frank will just have to check his eye-in-the-sky reporter aspirations at the door.
Well, it's a boyhood dream, Al.
You're still in the lead anchor spot, Frank. You're the quarterback, the big guy behind the big guy. There's your boyhood dream stuff right there, right? You get to anchor the entire broadcast from the North Pole Newsroom, an assignment you've had in the past, correct?
Yes, thank you very much. That's a great assignment. A big honor, as always.
As you know, Santa's flight planners have divided the world into 5 sectors, and we have long placed a reporter in each of these sectors. This year, we have some changes. We're pleased to announce this year that Elf Mary Ann Bright will be moving from Sector 4 in South America after many years of service there to Sector 1 in the South Pacific. Mary Ann, what do you think of that assignment?
Oh my goodness! I'm so surprised. I'm so used to saying Feliz Navidad every Christmas. What do they say there?
Well, most just say Merry Christmas, but that's the beauty of this. Change is good. We all grow.
Am I going to need a surfboard, Al?
I doubt it, Marianne. Kind of hard to plug in a microphone into one of those things. We look forward to hearing your reports from somewhere in the sunny South Pacific. And that brings us to another change. Moving from Europe to Asia and the Middle East is veteran reporter Elf Roz. Roz, what's your reaction to that?
Wow, Al, that's great. But what do they wear there?
Your pointy shoes will do just fine, Roz.
Last time I was in that sector, they set up the studio in a Mongolian dairy. Will I have to put up with cows this time around?
We're not exactly sure where you'll be reporting from this year, Roz. I've heard rumors of an island somewhere tropical, so pack light. And because you're leaving Europe and Africa, we need an elf to report there. And Santa has selected someone who has been there before, Elf Holly Berry. Holly, did you like Christmas in Europe?
I loved Europe. Oh, it's so lovely there at Christmas time. Oh, you don't think they're going to send me back to Norway again, do you? Oh, the people there were lovely. You know, we met Alexander Vandergander there, and he saved our bacon last year when we had a problem with the sleigh bells. But the name of that town...
Nope, Santa has a new regional location just in mind for you, and I think you're going to like it. But that's an announcement for another time. Congratulations, Holly.
Thank you, Al. Oh, by the way, I know this is going to sound picky, but do you think maintenance could install some napkin holders in the lunchroom? The last time they just put a pile of paper napkins on the table, and whenever anybody walked by, they flew everywhere. I picked up my notes to study them, and I was reading a napkin. It was such a mess.
Got it. No flying napkins in Europe. We're on it.
Thank you, Al. You're the greatest.
Now let's introduce a new reporter, Elf, who will be serving in Sector 4 in South America this year. His name is Elf You'll See.
Hold on. You mean we'll see who this is later?
No, Frank. That's his name. You'll See.
Wait, what? That can't be right. I'm just a copy editor in public relations. I'm not a reporter.
Well, you are now, pal. Santa says so. You've been promoted. Felicidades.
Wait, huh? What does that mean? This is all Greek to me.
Actually, you're going to want to brush up on your Spanish and Portuguese there, Yule. Greece is in Sector 3.
Wait, Spanish and what? I don't speak those languages. I have to be done for Christmas. I make the figgy pudding, for crying out loud.
It's tamales for you this year, my friend. You'll do fine. Yeah, I'm going to love this. Moving on now, for Sector 5, we again turn to a veteran of North American descent, Elf Red Stocking.
Well, that is fantastic, Al! Thanks, Santa, for me! It's a thrill, an honor, a privilege, and a gift to once again be among family and friends in Canada and the great United States of America. I pledge allegiance to the flag, to Santa, and to Christmas fans everywhere to once again bring the best and the brightest of Christmas news, merriment, and Santa Tracker from the golden microphones of North Pole Radio News with all the golden-throated style that an old DJ such as I can possibly...
Brevity, Red. Remember we talked about this. And volume. Good grief, you don't even need a microphone sometimes.
Sorry, I forgot to take my meds this morning, Al, and, well, I just learned that my cat Giggles has psoriasis, and I dinged up my sleigh last night, and, oh, it's just been a bad day, Al.
Easy there, Red. There's nothing like going home for Christmas. This is good news for you. And speaking of going home, that's what I'm going to be doing, too, heading back to where I started. I'll be taking up the anchor chair this year in North Pole Flight Command.
Al, what about Rusty Bells this year? Where will the Great One be serving, or is he, dare I say it, retiring?
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Frank. Elf Rusty Bells has a new reporting gig this year. He will be on special assignment for Santa, as will Elf Angel Star.
So just what are these special assignments?
Well, I can't tell you that, Frank. It's classified. Santa likes to keep a few tricks up his sleeve, and he's just not ready to let that cat out of the bag, so to speak.
Al, I kind of need to know that. I'm in the big chair again, and, you know, that could be kind of awkward.
Frank, I understand, but 2020 has been a weird year for everyone here, and Santa has something specific in mind. I think you will know, and we all will know, when the time is right.
Okay, there you have it, folks. All of our radio news reporters for 2020 have been assigned, and we're all quite excited. Join us at SantaUpdate.com for all the breaking news of Santa at the North Pole, including all of the preseason radio news reports from the North Pole Radio News team. Signing off for now for the entire North Pole Radio News team, I'm Elf Frank Murr for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.